Here's what's coming up on today's show.
You want to try to cast that net as wide as you can. And that's what we do with like social strategy, right? You're trying different graphics, different elements. All these different pieces are cast out to hopefully grab someone's attention.
Here at Third Wheel Media, we help you navigate the world of radio, podcasting, and video so that you can hit a home run with your content. On this podcast, we'll give you a behind-the-scenes look at what we do. This is Rounding Third, Conversations in Modern Media.
Welcome into Rounding Third, Conversations in Modern Media. I am Ben George at Third Wheel Media. Glad to have you back. It's been a few months since we recorded the podcast. Been a busy start to 2023. Hopefully you've gotten off to a good year, but we're finally starting to settle down a little bit more. So I'm hoping to roll out the podcast again on a monthly basis, as well as the newsletter, which if you haven't subscribed to, please do so. You can just go to thirdwheelmedia.com. I try to send that out monthly as well. Link to the podcast, maybe share some other content that we've created, plus share a fun fact and spotlight something happening within the company. So if you're curious about what happens outside of the microphones and editing and everything else, and a little bit more on the personal side, the newsletter is a fun place to start. So again, just go to thirdworldmedia.com. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the power of video, why you should consider using video in your podcast. Now, it's not for everybody, of course, but we have talked to a lot more people over the past year plus that have really shown an interest in video, so much so that we've expanded our video department, brought on a new person this year, Cameron. Shout out to Cameron, who is going to help us build out that video side. But I want to kind of talk today about how you can use video if you're on the fence about whether or not it's something you should use or what's the value of it. Is it worth my time? Because, of course, you got to weigh the time and price of everything. I want to talk a little bit today about three reasons why. So I'm going to go through these three. Kind of engaging with visuals, kind of the number one spot here I want to talk about. Expanding your audience, and then, again, maybe a way to monetize. Those are the three things we're going to talk about. So let's start off, again, with if you haven't gotten into video or kind of curious what it takes, we have some information on our site. You can kind of go through that. But just kind of quickly, a few different ways you could do video, number one. You could shoot your video for the entire podcast so that everything you do is a video that you use for YouTube, a full episode. Video that you can use YouTube, your website. You know, you could upload it natively depending on how long it is, but it takes a little bit more. Probably want more than one camera. You're gonna need some lighting. You want to kind of test to make sure that looks sharp, looks crisp, and that the setup is strong. That's gonna take the most work, right? Most expensive, most work. Then you can also set up, especially if you have two co-hosts. You could set up just on a camera. It could be your laptop camera, or it could be a quick webcam that you can buy for most cases, under $100 can be a pretty nice sharp camera now that you just set up and record the whole video while you're recording the podcast, but you don't use the full video. You just cut out clips within that to use. So there's a couple different ways that you can do it. And then, of course, you can also have a kind of a standalone video that you shoot outside of the podcast that helps promote the podcast and promote stuff you're doing. So those are a few different ways you can do it, which I might talk about a little bit more throughout this episode. But I want to start off with engaging visuals, right? So it's always important to have a visual element just with content, right? I mean, for the most part, we, especially in this age and era, when we're on our phones, we're constantly bombarded with visuals. Visual is going to stick out more. We're always going to engage more with visual content. It's just a simple way with, you know, even if you're doing a blog, right? And even if you're doing a podcast with no video, you want a good image visual to complement what you're doing, right? It could be an episode art with your podcast, but something that grabs somebody's eye when they're scrolling through whatever platform they're on at that moment, you need that visual to grab their attention. So video kind of takes that a step further, right? It's able to grab their attention with you, your face, your background, your branding, that type of thing, right? So that's number one. But I think even beyond that, it's good for somebody to be able to see you, right? Especially when you're trying to leverage your podcast as a marketing tool, potentially an education tool for your business. It's important to have them be able to see you, right? They hear your voice, but able to see you, connect with you more that way. And, you know, it adds a little bit more to the podcast, right? Because they can see emotion. They can see how you're reacting, what you're saying, how the podcast looks. It gives it a bigger presence overall when you're doing that. Plus, when you have interviews, it's always great to see the guests and how you interact with the guests as well. Plus, you can have those added elements in a podcast, right? The animation that maybe at the beginning of a video, the fonts that get dropped in, the lower thirds, like the different video and visual elements that get popped into a podcast, video can add even more to the podcast that you don't see that obviously when you're listening, but all those pieces come together to give you a bigger feel, bigger look, and of course, looking more professional. So that number one kind of reason why you want to consider it is just the engagement factor of having visuals, right? That added visual element can really bring a lot to your podcast in terms of getting eyeballs on it. Speaking of that, video is a great way to expand your audience. That's the second reason why you want to consider video. The hardest part with podcasting, if you started a podcast, you know this, right? You get it launched, you sound great, you feel good about what you said, the material is good, you edited it well, you mixed it well, you send it out to the world, and you have a few listeners, right? That's the hardest part. It's hard to break through. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of podcasts. Maybe not as many in your specific field, but even in your field, there's dozens, hundreds probably talking about something you're also talking about. So how do you stand out? That's the hardest part. Now, there's obviously ways to do that with social media and different marketing elements like an email blast. And there are different ways to do that, which we've talked about here on the podcast, I think. And also you can find more info on our website about some different tools and strategies for doing that. But video also kind of helps you expand your reach as well, because you're able to kind of live in some different areas. Number one, I think video is great because you can take clips of your podcast. When normally we'd make audiograms with them, you can make video highlights of your podcast, right? So a minute, 2 minutes, quick clips, 30-second clips of what you're saying, right? Something informative, engaging that you can take and put it out everywhere, right? It could become a reel on a Facebook, right? It could become a story on Instagram, right? A quick something you share that people can see that has some cool, you know, visual effects to it as well on top of what you're saying and give it this big feel that can go out. You can also embed these natively on whatever platform, LinkedIn, Facebook you're on, because anytime you share video, you're going to get the best results if you just upload that video clip highlight directly to whatever platform you're on, because they want to keep people here. If you have a video that links out to YouTube, you're not going to get as big a result of that, because Facebook, LinkedIn want to keep you on their site. So they're not going to promote those links that send you out somewhere else. So having that video on your accounts makes it even stronger. It can really add that extra dynamic of getting people on onto your podcast and aware of your podcast through seeing these videos, and maybe hopefully you'll hear what you say and go and find your podcast. But even beyond that, you know, there's other ways you can use video to also promote your podcast. Even if it's just, I always try to encourage people, hey, if you're going to do a show and you're already using kind of some stuff on Facebook and you need other ideas, why not shoot a quick 30-second video? Grab your phone. It doesn't have to be perfect quality, right? Most phones have really good quality now. Shoot a short video talking about what's coming up on your podcast. Hey, this week, you know, I'm talking about ways to utilize video in your podcast, because everybody's asking about it. So let's spend a little bit more time about it. That's what I'm going to do this week on the podcast. Make sure you join us. You can subscribe on all the major platforms, but also we'll have it out on our website as well. So check it out there. Something like that. Something as simple as that. It also kind of gives you a behind the scene or more personal, more casual, informal feel, but it's a great way to promote, tease what's coming up, highlight what you're doing. But all those kind of different moving pieces work really well there as well. And plus, you could also, if you are interested in moving to YouTube, which there are a number of people that want to build out a YouTube channel, and it makes sense in a lot of cases, is you can use a full podcast, right? Full video podcast. Not only are you putting it out on Apple, Spotify, Google, all these different podcasting apps, you could also put the full video onto YouTube, leverage it there, build out your channel, make sure you fill out the full description, full SEO value on that side, but also you'll be able to bring in a new audience through that way. But you're going to have a different audience in video versus audio. But the main thing for me has always been, you want to try to cast that net as wide as you can, right? And that's what we do with like social strategy, right? You're trying different graphics, different elements. All these different pieces are cast out to hopefully grab someone's attention. They might not care about a video clip about Roth IRAs, but they might love a video clip about tax planning because that's the mindset they're in right now. But both those clips might have come from the same episode, and the episode might have been called Financial Strategies You Should Be Considering Right Now, where they might say, I don't need to know about financial strategies right now. I'm good. I feel like I'm pretty comfortable with where I am. But if they knew specifically there was tax planning in there, they might check it out. And that's what that clip can do. So video again, is kind of another way, another piece of bait kind of you can throw out there to grab somebody's attention, but also is good, valuable content, right? That's the other key, is you want that video to be good content. You want to share some information that somebody is going to get value out of. If it's just a clip, a random clip that's not worth my time watching, I'm probably not going to stop again. But if there's a nice, if I know every time I come across your videos, I'm going to learn something, right? Or I'm going to be entertained, I'm probably going to listen to your videos more often when I see them come on my feed. And then hopefully want to check out your podcast when it comes time for me to want to learn more about financial planning or estate planning or real estate, whatever it is, that is an option. And then finally, the last kind of reason, and this isn't for everybody, but this is kind of that next level to video, is monetization, right? So monetization is the name of the game for a lot of people. You want to pay for your podcast. Hopefully, the podcast is bringing in business to your, or helping bring in business to you, so you're able to monetize in that fashion, ready converting the prospects that you pull in from the podcast, from people hearing you and learning about you and becoming familiar with your strategies, your philosophies, your approach to business, that becomes the way you monetize it. But there are also people that have success with video, especially on YouTube. And I know everybody's heard the story. Oh, we hear it all the time, right? I got a friend of mine started a YouTube channel and he's an advisor or he's in this profession and he's pulling in, a couple $1,000 a month off his YouTube channel. I want to do that. Well, that's great. And that is possible. That is an idea, but you have to be very consistent and you have to have a well thought out strategy and you have to be active in order to do that. So it is an option. And we always do say, hey, look, if you do want to shoot a nice full video, make it a full video podcast, put on YouTube, great. We're happy to help you build that channel out, but also think it's important to use other videos to help fill that channel out, right? It can't just be a once a week or twice a month podcast on your YouTube channel. It's not always going to grow. Throwing more videos up there, adding more content gives you a better chance of one of those videos getting a nice pop, right? And that's what you're looking for. Getting a video to get a nice pop, a couple hundred views, maybe 1,000 views. You convert a few of those into subscribers, and then that kind of always kind of builds on itself. It's like a snowball, right? You do that a few times, and all of a sudden, you're getting a couple thousand views, and that's turning into a dozen, 15, 20 subscribers, and then that continues to add up. But it's about being consistent. So don't start a YouTube channel just to throw up a podcast or just to throw up an audio feed onto YouTube just to put it out there. It can be a very great channel for you and a potential for monetization, but it takes a while to get there. And understand that it will take some time. It's not something that you can launch this month and then next month you're grabbing a few hundred dollars off of YouTube advertising. Not going to be the case. Just know that and set those expectations going in. But it is possible. We do have a couple clients that are doing a really good job on YouTube and building their channel and being successful with that route. But it takes consistency, constant work, and organization to make sure that you're pulling it off. So it is possible, but it is a challenge in a lot of cases. But the other thing about podcasting too with video is that you can also find sponsorships that maybe can live on your podcast video itself, right? You could have the show presented by somebody. You could have, a segment that's presented by somebody that you could throw graphics on top of as well. You can always throw out commercials if it ever got to that point, right? So there are other things to do, sponsor interviews. There are a lot of different ways you can do that. But it does take some time and you have to establish kind of that audience first before you can get there. But it is something to kind of put in the back of your mind of, hey, if I want to get, a couple of years out, where do I want to be? Maybe this is an option for you. So those are some ways to do it. Again, the way we typically approach it with clients to kind of wrap up this conversation is you could do that full video that goes up on YouTube, right? Start to finish, animation at the front. You got the nice graphics throughout, closing animation, music, all that stuff. Right. That can live standalone on video, on YouTube, wherever. Plus, we could take that audio, go straight to podcasting. So you get two birds with one stone. There's other people that just record themselves and we cut up clips for them to use that I think look great. The clips from the show that they can share on social media however they want to. That's a great option. And there's also people that just do video, standalone video, right? Where it's just I'm going to shoot a 5 to 10 minute video on a specific topic every single week within my field to continue to be that leader, build that credibility and make people think about me whenever they get into this this idea of, hey, I need to start an estate plan. Who should I turn to? Well, I've been seeing so and so do a lot of videos. They've come across my feed. I'm very familiar with them. Let me reach out and just see what they're doing. Financial planning, same thing. Oh, I need to really sit down and think about my retirement plan and what I'm going to be doing in a few years when I step away from work. Well, I've been seeing so-and-so do a lot of videos that I've learned a lot from that I think would be very helpful. All that stuff will kind of add up. But those standalone videos are really good. Those help fill out a channel along with the podcast. So a lot of different ways to approach it. But number one is, I think video is definitely worth considering. Have a conversation. We're happy to do that with you to kind of think through how it might work for you, what approach, what time, what equipment you're going to need, all these different elements to it, because it is a lot more difficult than just adding a microphone, hitting record, and send that audio over to us and letting us edit that. There is a lot more work to it and more expense to it. So it can absolutely pay off for you, but just knowing kind of what to expect from that process is so, so important. If you have questions for us, again, thirdwheelmedia.com. You can learn all about what we do there, podcasts, radio, video, our Yak service as well, sending out a monthly content kit to advisors to help them fill out and supplement the content that they provide for their prospects and clients every single month on a variety of platforms, video, social, web, postcards. So a lot of different cool things we're doing there. You can find it all online there as well. Plus, subscribe to the newsletter if you haven't done that. There's a link to it right there on thirdwheelmedia.com, the Headset Gazette. You can sign up for that. We'll send out every month some interesting information on what we're doing, what you should be thinking about in terms of your business and different aspects of media. That's what we're just trying to do, trying to help you out there. But if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. But we appreciate you listening to this episode of Rounding Third, Conversations in Modern Media. I am Ben George. Take care. Have a good month.